It's Friday, but Poetry Week is not over on WNIJ. I'll explain in just a few minutes. I'm Dan Klefstad with the fifth winner of our Relationship Poems contest. Today, we ponder our place in the universe and how we relate to other beings. Our judge, Susan Porterfield, introduces a poem that borrows a line from a classic English poem.
Little Lamb is interesting for its use of lines from William Blake's poem, The Lamb, from his book Songs of Innocence. Blake wrote Songs of Innocence and a companion book, Songs of Experience, to illustrate, literally, since he also did the engravings for the books, that innocence and experience are both necessary, that one is not preferable to the other. Thus, when the writer here intersperses quotations from Blake's poem, The Lamb, we are reminded of Blake's sense of the interconnectedness of good and evil, or innocence and experience. And that sense of the intermingling of the two is made clear in the poem. The speaker is young or in a young frame of mind, quote, a child again, and is trying to understand some very complex matters. Why a newly born lamb will be abandoned by its mother, who must, as nature seems to dictate, reserve her strength and efforts for those of her newborns who will survive. Innocence and experience, you see. What is evil? What is necessary? Why do the innocent have to suffer? Where is God in all of this? And this question becomes especially pertinent here, again, because of the use of Blake, who chose the symbol of the lamb because it also is the symbol of Jesus Christ. Why did Jesus, the innocent lamb, have to die on the cross? Well, for our sins, innocence, and experience. These are hard lessons to learn.
The poem, Little Lamb, is by Connie Serafin of Sycamore.
Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? I am a child again, curious about how things happen and troubled by no clear answers. I look upon the pure white lamb, only 3 days old and failing, lying motionless while siblings nurse. Reaching into the pen, I wrap its featherweight body in a blue cotton towel and carry it away from mother, who has already said goodbye, not able to nurse this weak third baby. Little lamb, who made thee? Gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly, bright. In the house now, on my lap, all I hear are pitiful, rhythmic cries. I stroke her wee woolly head and gently rub the tummy, full of milk from tube and bottle, hoping against the odds. Little lamb, I'll tell thee, he is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. So I call upon the lamb to help this innocent one, and wait and rock and wait, kissing her limp curly head. A final sigh as limbs give way, tears dropping one by one. The lamb of all creation hears and enfolds her into his bosom. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee.
That's Connie Serafin of Sycamore with her poem, Little Lamb. You can see a picture of Connie bottle-feeding a lamb, which, you'll be happy to know, survived. That's at WNIJ.org. We'll feature the final winning poem tomorrow during Weekend Edition Saturday. I hope you can join us for that. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is WNIJ.